Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
Well, what is it really like working on the streets with the homeless, getting alongside those with drug addictions and mental illness? What is it really like? That's what we sent Helen Shield out to discover. And with mic in hand, she spoke to long-termers and those brand new on the scene. Helen, hello.
Good day. How you doing?
I'm doing very, very well. Has this been an enjoyable series for you to do?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. Meeting people who really are working sort of on the fringes of society and devoting themselves to working in the midst of a community that a lot of us don't have regular contact with. And fascinating.
Some of my greatest respect is actually reserved for folks that actually, you know, don the apron and get out in the street vans on a Friday and Saturday night, or do the soup kitchens or whatever.
Yeah, and yet that's the last thing they're probably looking for,
that's
isn't
right.
it?
Absolutely.
They're just going, hey, I'm just working with people. We're all people. We're all in this together. And that's been the running theme that everybody talks about, isn't it?
Mm.
Is there's no them and us. It's not like, oh, those underprivileged people over there versus we privileged few over here. You know, we're all people. We all have our issues and our challenges and our struggles, and ultimately that's what people seem to come up with.
Yeah, and like you said last week, you were talking about, you know, somebody that you used to go to school with.
Uni, yeah, a friend of mine from uni, and
and you found
drugs and mental health stuff sort of got the better of him in the years after uni, and I bumped into him one day and he was sleeping on the street.
There by the grace of God go we.
Absolutely.
Yeah, go I. All right, well, last week you introduced us to Nathan, Hilton, Rosemary, and Narelle, some of them long-termers that have been doing this work, some of them short-termers. And the whole idea is that we just wanted to get the viewpoint. That's what the whole Home Truths segment is about, just getting viewpoints from a variety of different people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we've thrown them basically a whole bunch of other questions today, this week as well.
Yep.
And basically, we just wanted to get their experiences.
Yeah.
And you got some beauties. Let's take a listen.
Well, a lot of the people who I meet on the streets now talk about the time that I visited them in jail. You know, they know me from there, and they say things like, oh, you were the guy that did this for me, you're the guy that did that for me, or might say, you were the fella who used to bring us jelly beans in the prison, something like that, you know. They're in the same category. They're needy people. I would like them all to get off the street and get into a house, but if that's not their choice, we try and help them as much as we can.
Have you ever felt like you've been in danger doing this work?
No, not at all. You do things from day to day that you go, oh, you know, everything I've been taught in Stranger Danger tells me not to do this, but it's all normal. I think we should do an anti-Stranger Danger course. Once you hit a certain age, you go, okay, now it's okay to introduce to people you don't know and get to know people outside your realm of socialising.
I've certainly been in a lot of uncomfortable situations, and some people might perceive them as being dangerous. I probably wouldn't. I had been punched in the face once before. That wasn't fun. It was actually by a little lady half my size, so it was not like it was too bad. But she was very drunk, and also her mental health was very off the charts. And so I don't blame her for that. And she actually came back months later when she was very straight. She gave me a big hug and apologised for breaking my glasses, so that was nice.
And what have been some of the standout moments?
I guess one story that I think was really taught me a lot and challenged me a lot, and it's kind of a cool story, is there was a woman named Rosalind who was about 45, and she was quite a bad heroin addict. She was quite old school. She didn't like using, there's a place called the Medically Supervised Injecting Centre. She didn't like using that. She liked injecting in the back lane of our office. So we'd often, and, you know, walk around the back lane or go out the back, and there Rosalind would be, you know, shooting up heroin. You know, really in the midst of having this, struggling with this quite terrible addiction. She was a beautiful woman in the way she'd just be so softly spoken and so gentle and so lovely and encouraging. And she, you know, had a beautiful faith as well, despite her struggles with drug addiction. And so, you know, often we kind of sit down and just make sure. The drug heroin, if you know anything about it, you can actually overdose on the drug heroin, so it can be quite dangerous. And so we'd always sit with her for the first 10 or 15 minutes when she was shooting up, because we just wanted to make sure that she was safe and okay. And one of the times when I was sitting at the back with her, she started talking about her life and some of her journey, which she never really talked to me about before. And she actually shared that she used to go to a church in the Salvation Army. And the amazing that happened is she said, oh, I used to have a friend when I went to Ngawi, and her name was Robin Bucko. And I was very astounded when she said that, because Robin Bucko was actually my mother's maiden name. And as it turned out, that she'd actually was one of my mother's friends at this church when they were both 15 years of age. And I guess their life had gone in completely different directions from that stage. But it was an amazing thing where I was then able to share with her. I went and quickly called my mum and said, is it okay? Do you remember this woman? She said, yes. I said, can I tell her who I am? And so I went back downstairs to see her and I said, oh, Rosalind, you know that woman, that Robin Bucko you knew when you were 15? Well, she got married. Her name's Robin Moulds. And my name's Nathan. I'm her son. And so she, you know, was very emotional. She was crying. I was crying. And, you know, it was big hugs and everything. And so then we were actually able to have a really amazing, you know, I brought her along to our church the next Friday night. And we have to have this, like, big reunion of sorts. And she may never get clean from heroin. She's been using it for over 30 years now. But she still has this amazing story and an amazing richness to give to others, because she gave me a gift that night that was very, very powerful.
Serendipity on the streets, hey?
Uh-huh, so good.
Isn't it beautiful when you get those kinds of stories? Because I was just talking to a street worker just this week, actually, and they said, you know, it's just a lot of hard slog, and sometimes you don't see a lot of change. Uh-huh. But isn't it nice when you actually get those good stories?
Totally. Yeah. And those the people who do take the steps and get off the streets and rebuild their lives and stuff, the workers just seem to hang on to those stories and really draw a lot of inspiration from them too.
More stories from the street workers themselves next week. And then after that, we're going to hit the streets.
Yes, excellent.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, because there's so many folks that have actually got so much wisdom to share from the actual streets.
Totally, as we're hearing from the people who work with them.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Helen. Cool. Appreciate it.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.